Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Legion of Skanks Nativity.
Over 2,000 years ago, God sent the angel Gabriel in Nazareth to a town called Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. Mary was pledged to be married to a carpenter named Joseph.
Greetings, Mary! You are highly favored!
What do you want? Why have you come to see me?
Do not be afraid, you Puerto Rican fool. You have found favor with God and will conceive a birth to a son like your people do. You will call him Jesus or Jesus, probably.
What? How is that possible? For I am a virgin?
But the Holy Spirit will come all over you. And the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
I serve the Lord. May His will be done.
Joseph, Mary's betrothed, found out that she was pregnant before they came together. Because he loved her, yet believed she had been unfaithful, he decided to divorce her quietly so she would not be disgraced. But before he could act, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream.
Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Her child was conceived by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins.
Huh? Wait a second. How is this even possible? This girl's never even seen my shit.
How's this even possible? She's never even seen my shit. I see her flirt a lot. She said she's never done anything, but I don't know. Those lips. I must find Mary right now and make her my wife. Choir.
Amen. And the choir got there eventually. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. Everyone was required to their hometown to register. So Joseph took Mary, who was great with child, on the hard journey to Bethlehem. I cannot stress how hard the journey was.
Well.
Oh, Joseph, you're making me walk while I am pregnant with God's child.
I know, and you've made a thing about it the entire way.
When Mary and Joseph arrived, they looked for a place to stay. There was probably an innkeeper of sorts.
What the fuck you want, Ben?
My very handsome wife here is about to give birth, and we need a place to stay.
You know how much I hate smoke, innkeeper.
Nobody gives a fuck about that, you fat twat.
So here's the thing, you can't stay here. This city's insane right now. We got no rooms.
Oh, but please help us. I need a warm place to have my child.
You know, you really tugged at his heartstrings for a second there. Even though you're fat, disgusting, and horrid.
What does that mean? What the fuck does that mean?
Like, innkeeper, you're about to kill me.
I mean, what the fuck does that mean? I think I look pretty good for
considering
the fact that I'm pregnant.
Hold on, stop! up. I don't want any trouble from a fat bitch and a weird guy, all right?
Don't call me a fat bitch.
Man. Stop it, right?
Yeah, save my face, motherfucker.
I don't know what you are, what you do. I don't know what your lifestyle
Mary,
is, and I respect
Mary.
Now give me a fucking place to stay right now, bitch.
Get him, baby.
All right. You can stay in the back, in the stable. I don't want to hear no ruckus and mucking around back there.
I'm a virgin. Don't accuse me of ruckus.
It looks like you're not a virgin. I don't get it. You got a jizz turd baby in there. You better not have it back there.
I'm going to be honest with you, innkeeper. I don't get it quite honestly either. She's never even seen my shit.
I gave him an over-the-pants hand job one time.
You've got some powerful cum there, Joseph.
It's not me, she says. I don't know. Some dream.
You're being cucked, Joseph. It seems it.
How can the son of God be born in a dirty stable?
I think if you just go back there and lay down a little bit, we're going to have something good for you. I swear to God, you're like the son of man, the son of God. I don't believe it.
It's okay, Mary. The Lord will provide. You and the baby will be safe.
All right, now get back there, then. I'll be around to chuck you in.
Okay, thanks.
Now, you say you're a virgin, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Does that mean all holes?
Oh, come on. Every woman has her price.
I'm right here.
I really hate smoke.
I guess this innkeeper's out of here.
Get out of here, innkeeper. Thanks for the stable.
Time for us to take your big horse ass to the stable. Let's go, you dump of shit. Ain't my kid.
The time soon came for the baby to be born. Mary gave birth to her firstborn, a son.
Oh, bear down! Bear down! Bear down! Oh! What the fuck's happening? How tall is this thing?
Oh, my baby, my
baby Jesus.
My little beautiful baby, you're so adorable. You look just like God.
What the fuck? He doesn't have my anything.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them.
It's like a wounded animal. What was it?
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified.
Who you be, man? What's your name be?
Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. Today in the town of David, a Jew, a Savior has been born to you. He's the Messiah, the Lord, and you will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
Wigwan, when the Messiah come, man? But he go arrive. We are humbled to look upon our Savior.
My script has Joseph in this scene. Does anyone not?
Real bad man, Joseph.
Real bad man.
How about you learn to look after your poom poom?
Yeah.
All right, choir.
The first Noel, the angels did sing. A cold winter's night, that was so deep.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, a now occupied portion of Palestine, wise men came from the east.
We have followed the star to find the King of the Jews and bring him gifts. The King of the Jews here before anybody else in this land that someday will be the homeland and the holy land, and Jews will occupy this land. And
he's going wrong.
And they will nurture this land, and medicine and technology will come out of this land. And other people will try to take it. We bring you gifts. That's you.
I bring gold.
Ooh, hold on. You gotta give me the box.
I bring frankincense or scents or whatever the fuck it is. Frankincense.
Also tell them about the tunnels that we will build in Brooklyn.
What do you bring?
I brought gefilte fish.
Oh, thank you for the gefilte fish.
We were warned in a dream.
Wait, hold on. Thank you for the gifts. May the Lord bless you. Let me have my line, Rich.
Sorry. I got this without a callback. We were warned in a dream not to return to King Herod, who seeks to harm the child. We will go another way to find our way home.
This was the first Christmas. Jesus, the Son of God, was born to save his people from their sins.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Dude, this is like a fucking bachelor party. Harrington's so into it.
Oh.
We thought God was mad at us.
Yeah, that's right. It was actors the whole time.
Oh,
It is the Legion of Skanks podcast, everybody. We are coming to you from the stand following our sweet-ass nativity play. I mean, boy, oh boy, did we nail that, everyone. Holy I'm Big shit. Jay Oakerson. Of course, to my right, Davey Smith. And as always, to my left, Puerto Rican rattlesnake Luis J. Gomez.
If you guys can believe it, we did not rehearse that one time.
Talked about it on the phone a couple times.
We spent 6 hours discussing it on the phone.
It was discussed so much.
And I feel confident saying that's exactly how it went down.
It is, of course, how it went down. We have two amazing guests joining us on the show today, everybody. Are you ready for our guests? Our first guest, everybody, you know him and you love him from the My Wife Hates Me podcast, everybody. It is the living legend, Rich Voss.
Hi, Rich.
Thank you for having me. This is a dream.
It is a dream. Some would describe it as a nightmare, some a dream.
No, I'm always a big fan. Always
Hell
happy.
Yeah. It's always great to have you here.
Rich, or Jay, can I point out that somebody pointed out that you say everybody a lot during the intro, and I just listened now, and you said everybody like five times. It was crazy.
Where do I put them?
You said, all right, guys, everybody ready for our next guest, everybody?
Well, what if one person didn't feel included?
I need everybody.
And you needed a word to specifically let them know that they're part of this, too.
I literally listened to you say everybody five times in 1 minute.
Okay, from the End podcast, Ryan Shaner.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Everybody.
Everybody. Everybody. Everybody to you.
Everyone.
Everyone.
Everyone. Everybody.
Now, before we get started, I heard you quit smoking. Is that true?
I did. Yeah, I did quit
and
smoking.
And drinking, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
For any special reason or
Rich,
time
literally, limit? People hate when I talk about it, so...
Well, I don't care.
It's fine.
Who
it's,
cares what they hate? They, it's your show.
Well, I know, but, you know, it's fine.
Well, I'm they here
know.
To help you.
What do you. With what?
Just... To quit.
I already did it. I didn't... It's...
Well, you quit a day at a time. No, if you're going to get high, call me.
I'm not a faggot. I don't need a chip.
No, I'm not
need a fucking... I don't need
you
a sponsor. I don't need somebody to call in and fucking be like, hey, dude, I'm thinking about going back. No, that's the gayest shit ever.
Lewis,
that's what you're
all
wrong.
Rich is trying to say is that if you feel the need to use again, Rich will come over and fuck the shit out of you.
Yes.
Because you'd probably prefer that, you homo.
All right. Listen,
I'm sorry. No, I love
I'm
you.
There for you.
If you want to be my sponsor, Rich, that is fucking hilarious.
No,
I said having a sponsor is gay, but now that you're willing to be my sponsor,
no, I'm not going to be your sponsor.
Can we do? Can we do?
No, it's just a tough business, but you can't use.
No, Rich, were you sleeping?
No, it's okay. It's okay. First of all, you fucking little meatloaf. I don't talk about that. Now go ahead. Fucking three color hair. Fuck.
It's only two colors.
I'm done with your hair and your.
That's a hat, Rich.
Oh.
It's a hat. It's not his hair. Rich's eyes are going.
Oh, shit.
Oh, what a fun way to start the show, the Legion of Skanks Nativity Play. I think we should, honestly, with as well that, as that went, I really think on Easter we should do a passion play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so perfect.
You think so?
Real blood.
Sick.
We've got months to prepare, so I will see you on a phone call the weekend before Easter.
We're gonna prep it on Good Friday. Yeah.
Alex, get 7,000 costumes.
Wait, Good Friday is when Jesus...
Rose?
No, he was killed
on
Good
crucified.
Friday.
It was the best Friday.
Yeah, wasn't a good Friday for him.
Whoa.
Yeah. But...
Nice.
These are we're Jesus lovers here, Rich. Maybe you don't know that.
Thank Dad it's Friday. That's what he was saying.
Thank Dad it's Friday.
I like that.
What a
I'm
crazy...
coming back Sunday.
Dude, you crush it.
When I get back, I want a lot of chocolate bunnies. Go ahead.
I've had maybe today was, I wouldn't even describe it as an incident. Like, today's... incident is not the right word.
Lewis
dude.
Is not saying it's not an incident. He's saying incident isn't nearly enough.
Yeah.
It's like if you described, you know, a nuclear explosion as an incident.
Yeah.
It was an incident.
No, I mean,
Wait, can I suggest something?
Please suggest. It's I need to put it into. I'm trying to articulate.
Did you go through the proper channels? Did you put it in the suggestion box first?
If you guys have to understand,
I think I make a suggestion of how to present this.
Of course, but how crazy this was. I mean, I don't have words for it. It was bonkers. It was almost like I was being pranked. I thought this wasn't real.
I agree. It does seem that crazy, but for in the interest that what this has done, I can't speak for Dave, but myself. I showed Robert Kelly the thing you sent earlier. I would suggest, with no context, show that first video you sent. I didn't even watch the second one yet. And then
explain
let
retroactively.
Us know how we got there.
Okay, fine. First video, we can just watch blindly. I'll say nothing. I say as a group, we watch it straight through. We don't stop. We just it's a 45-second video, and then we can go back, rewatch, and discuss the beats.
You guys can't make a bunch of noise. You have to hear what's happening.
And also, this 45 seconds of Lewis being this ridiculous is going to feel like an eternity without being able to stop and make fun of him.
It's
you're going to be like, seriously? 3 seconds in, you're going to be like, I'm not allowed to make... All right.
First of all, none of us have watched this, even though some of us have watched it. We haven't watched it in front of an audience where there's so many things I'm going to want to say, but I will hold back. I will
hold
bite
back.
Tongue.
You're going to hold back. And the other side of this is, I won't even say this much. Let's just watch this video. Just realize that this... So you guys, I'll give the only context I'll give them. Is that I am in the market for a car.
Perfect.
Actually, you should have just, this would be this the context. Lewis went looking for a car.
I went to go buy a car today.
You quit getting high, you could have anything you want.
Thank you, Rich.
Yeah.
You just have to have the courage to change the things you can.
So just, and by the way, I'm not making a comment on whether Lewis is right or wrong in this situation. I do not know. Lewis has not told me the whole story. I just know that I've seen the video. I will just say that any one of you guys, let's say you had to go get a car, you probably don't envision this happening along the way.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. You walk through your entire life assuming you're going to have several incidents in your life. There's going to be things that come
Everyone's
out of the blue.
Everyone's got incidents.
It's going to come out of the blue, some of these incidents. They're going to happen on you.
Let he who is without incident cast the first stone.
But for most
it
of
won't
you,
happen.
Most of you, the incident is going to be something like, I pushed 3 and the elevator went to 4.
Can I tell you something? Sometimes the incident's going to be a gun was pulled on me once in Maryland. That's a story. A gun was pulled on me.
What club?
Jokes on Us, Laurel, Maryland.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I just point out that I believe that the Yo Delta Vampire is above my left shoulder right now.
Yes.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure that's actually the Yo Delta Vampire.
Damn.
Can anybody else see him?
I thought that was one of Mumford's sons.
It looks like Hairless Big J with a vampire cut.
I wish my nose was that sharp.
So without further ado, this is mid incident. This is where we're at.
Mid incident.
No context.
G Mike?
This already looks good.
You're pulling a weapon on me, right?
You're pulling a weapon on me? I'm gonna defend myself.
You're defending yourself? Nobody touched you, bitch. Why are you pulling a weapon on me? Why are you pulling a weapon on me?
That's a sword.
Is that a sword?
Pause it. God damn it.
You can't pause it.
Yeah, hold on.
It's a fucking sword.
What the fuck, dude? Where do you buy your cars at?
All right, Rich. You're telling me, Rich, you don't want to save a few bucks like Lewis and buy your car in Central Africa? That's what you're telling me.
Oh, welcome to Parama Chevrolet. I'm Ghost Dog.
We slash prices and customers.
Oh, my God. He was using this.
Because I always keeps my shit on me.
Yo, Lewis,
if you want to buy a car, you must tell me who let you into the Congo.
I'm not going to give any more cut. Let's watch it, and I will tell you exactly how we got here.
This is the bad guy from March for Death. Back it up.
Hold on.
Guys, let's
give some respect to Lewis. He wants to do it this way, and he's the one who was held up at sword point.
Dude, I love how it says,
can you turn it louder?
With that guy with a sword.
He is not yet. And confidence.
Right now, just so you know, I'm going to the cops right now. I said, hit me and I'll break your neck. I said, hit me and I'll break your neck. Right? Because you're popping shit like you're tough, right? What's up, pussy? Why are you pulling a weapon? Who's the tough guy with the fucking weapon?
Defend myself, motherfucker.
Yeah, you're a little bitch. That's right, bitch. Don't worry. It's all good. I'm one of the cops right now, motherfucker.
Get the fuck out.
No, I'm getting out. Don't you worry. Get the fuck out. I'm already getting out, bitch. I'm one of the cops.
Are you going to fight this dude with a sword, dude?
We'll see about that.
Get the fuck out. Fucking
bitch.
Lewis went from Lewis,
there's not. Let me say this. I have so many takes that I'm suppressing right
you
now.
You went from rattlesnake to Karen in one sword threat.
The fact that Idi Amin's
to Karen to threaten to call the cops on somebody that's pulling a sword on
yes.
you.
Yes.
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 That's insane.
Is. Wait. What are you talking about?
All right. Guys, come on. Focus. Can we start where we should start?
Can I get?
No. No, you can't. Can we take one moment to appreciate how prepared for this day that guy was? How long he has been waiting.
He always
with a sword close by.
At nighttime, he always cracks it and talks to him, and he goes, "Don't worry, my love. Soon we will taste blood."
He's just sitting in his room like Blade, looking at a fucking plant, like one day.
This guy keeps
my reflection a sword.
In the
cold steel.
Yeah, he's just looking at it.
Wow. Where were you buying that car in Compton?
Okay, let me give you guys the context, okay? So I found this car. My buddy Nick Rochefort is the man. We love Nick Rochefort from Million Dollar Extreme. And he really knows about cars, right? So I'm in the market for a car. I'm buying a used
evidently.
Car. I want to fucking... So I found
go
this...
Go see my guy.
Yeah. I found an Acura...
Maybe he was cutting coke in the back.
I found it. I found the specific car that I was looking for, which is an Acura TLX all-wheel
drive.
Go
see my guy. Do you need your baby circumcised also?
It's an Acura TLX all-wheel drive, A-spec. It's a very specific car that I'm looking for at a certain price point.
At a used car lot, right? At a new car
this
lot?
This is a used car lot.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Yes. So, find my contact.
You don't
there.
Say that's a used car lot, Lewis.
Find my contact, the Fruit Ninja. He will know how to handle this.
So I find this car online and I send it over to Nick. Nick's like, dude, he's like, that's the one. He was like, dude, drive it. He was like, if it runs good, he gave me a couple things to like look for. He told me to take it up to 95 and if it doesn't shake, buy it, but I wasn't gonna do that. So he was like, that's the one. So I set up an appointment to go for a test drive of this car. I call up, it's like an Indian guy on the phone. He's like, oh, come in, test drive the car. Great, right?
That guy has a bunch of different voices.
So no, it was a different guy, Rich.
Now, where is this lot?
This is in Queens.
What part of Queens?
I don't want to say. I'm debating blurring the guy's face
is
out.
Is this
a little late now?
In a hood neighborhood in Queens?
Kind of, I guess. I mean, it's all kind of hood, block to block, depending on where you go in Queens. It's not like Astoria, right?
Is there a lot of dollar stores and check cashing places?
Probably, Rich. I didn't walk around the neighborhood.
Kennedy Fried Chicken?
So... So I set up an appointment to go see this car, right? I was like, I'll come see it today. I'll go for a test drive. And it's like an Indian guy. Seems like a nice enough guy on the phone. So I get there and I meet the Indian guy. He's like, oh, hey, what's going on? Now, this guy, I don't know if he's the owner or manager or whatever he is.
He's the sensei. Dude.
Oh, no. You have awoken the Black Samurai. He will come out in his khaki pants. To
when you walked in, was it like, boop, boop, from Kill Bill?
That guy could finger a bitch across the street.
Doggy.
Look at this dude.
In the back, you can see the Indian guy with one arm.
Seriously.
Oh, Lewis, there's your car.
No, that's a Lexus. It's on that side.
Makes me wonder what this
see,
guy
did. If you rewind, I'll show you the car. You'll see it in the background. Rewind it a little.
You'll never get it. This guy's defending it with a sword.
Hey, if you just pull back a little bit.
Is that how you get it? He goes, the cost will be $15,000 discounted.
Right there. There it is. There it is. The blue one right
if
back there.
If you can
there.
Defeat the swordsman.
Nice. No, the blue one right back there. There it is.
Every one of those tiles counts for how many people he's hit with that sword, dude.
That's Lewis, blood, you first dude. Must break the swordsman neck.
Guys, this is...
Did you know that every single car salesman in the country tried to pull that sword out of a stone, and he was the only one? He was the only one who could get it out. And they went, now you're ready to sell to Lewis.
So I get there, and I'm like, oh, here, I'm here to check out this car, this Acura. So they go to give me the keys and he was like, you could turn it on. He was like, just don't pull it forward. This is what the black guy says. And I was like, oh, I'm going to take it for a test drive. And he was like, no, we don't do that. I was like, what?
That is in Lewis. That is crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know that much about cars, but I didn't even think it was an option We don't let you take it for a test
drive. So then
drive.
I was like, how
should have gone to the 95 in neutral.
I was like, how am I going to know if I'm going to buy it? And he's like, oh, no. He was like, I'll let you take it for a test drive if you're going to walk out with it today. And I was like, but I don't know if I'm going to buy it unless I take it for a test drive.
I mean, that is on the level of you going, like, I'd like to see the apartment. And they go, when you rent it.
I don't understand how this works.
When you rent it, you can see
it. In his country, he probably got married without meeting her. So
that's true.
No, so here's what's going on. It's in Queens. He's used to fucking Puerto Ricans showing up and just taking their cars for test drives and not buying anything, right?
Or not coming back.
Yeah, so he's looking at me.
Is that a thing that happens at
Probably. Oh, I think so.
But don't they, what
to,
do they...
You have to have someone, you have to like, leave, yeah, you have to give him like a copy of your license.
Of course.
Yeah, but so are people doing that? I'm just wondering, is somebody who's like in the hood going, I'll give you a copy of my license, I'm going to take this car.
Yeah, because you can get a fake.
No, I think they're just ghetto-ass. It's not real salespeople, right? Like, they had me put my name on a sign-in sheet. Like, was it a doctor's office? It was fucking crazy. Nobody does things this way, okay? No. So, fucking, the guy's like, yeah. And so we're just having this weird kind of, like, standoff. And I'm like, I was like, you understand what I'm saying? He was like, yeah, man, you know, you got to be. He said something about, like, I got to make sure that you're a real potential customer. It was just very ghetto. And I was going, like... I'm like, what's going on? So I was like,
yeah, like when once you're used to not being absolute garbage, you do expect a level of like, make sure I'm a real customer. I walked in the door.
Yeah.
Like that's how you know I might be a customer.
So then he's just kind of
also, I've never seen a car salesman with a sword.
So he's just kind of like being like dismissive. It's like, well, then, yeah, you can't buy the car. Then I'm like, what is going on right now? So then I called Nick because I'm like, Nick, is this like regular? I was like, am I crazy? I just called Nick and I'm like, dude, what's going on? And then Nick's like, let me talk to the guy. Let me call Nick Rochefort right now because he has very specific perspective because this is the point where he comes
in. Why does he get involved?
Because I called him.
Can I just ask, before you call him, can I just ask you, how elevated was the tension level before you called him?
Like, it was like you very weird pissing contest.
Okay. My question is, does he know that dealership?
No.
So why'd you have him?
Because he just found the car, and Lewis goes, they're selling that car that you found at this dealership.
The reason I called him was because I was like,
you don't have a father?
I don't have a father, and I need him. So, no, I called him because he was advising me on the car, and in my mind, I'm going, is this like a regular practice, right? Like, is this like, am I missing something here? Here, let me call Nick. He knows
this guy's saying
he knows
no test drives. He's into swordplay.
I don't know. I only buy new cars.
Which, by the way, that's how I feel too, but it's also the dumbest thing they say.
Yo. No.
Nick, what's going on? You're a Legion of Skanks.
Hey, all right, good.
All right, dude. So at this point of the story, I'm up to the point where I call you dumbfounded, being like, I don't know why this guy won't let me drive the car. What should I do, Dad?
Right.
So what?
Naturally.
So what is your perspective on this? What did you hear on the phone? Because this is crazy.
It sounded like you tried to buy the most Puerto Rican car in the world from a Haitian man.
Wow, you got all that from audio, huh?
Yeah.
All right. You nailed it.
You could tell. There was a lot of skepticism there.
Yeah. So I call you and I'm like, yeah, dude, he won't let me drive the car. And then you're like, oh, put him on the phone with me. And
Dad, tell him. Let me.
You're right.
Let me.
Daddy's messing with me. Daddy's not going to let me drive my Puerto Rico car.
Dude, I was like, can you get on the phone with my friend? He knows cars. That's what I said to him.
He knows cars. Yeah. He'll tell you if I can test drive this or not.
He was so jerked off out of that.
Sir, I'm no expert, but I'm pretty sure that's not a car. That's a sword. I'll test drive it.
So he wouldn't get on the phone with Nick. So then Nick's like, put me on speakerphone. And then Nick, please tell me what you heard and what you were dealing with at this moment.
Yeah, you just have, like, hostile Haitian, you know, like, he's like, look, man, look, I'm not talking to you no more, okay? I'm not, and it sounded kind of like, he's like, I'm not going to let you drive the car. Here's the deal. You make the deal right now, and then you can drive it. I'm like, bro, what fucking planet are you from? Like, when the fuck do people do this? I was like, I've been selling cars my whole life. I've never heard this shit ever in my fucking life.
Yeah, and then he was like, no, I'm not talking to this guy. That's it. You don't get the car. That's that. Nick, can I ask you a question? Because at this point, I'm starting to see red. I'm getting so angry at the time.
Right.
Did I start threatening him, or did he start threatening me?
No, you did.
I did. Okay. I just want to make sure.
It was about to be a boxing match. The guy was like, no, fuck you. I was like, yeah, fuck these guys. And then
you said,
thank God, I was about to owe my bookie a lot of money.
No. He said, yeah, Nick goes, fuck these guys. And then he's like, fuck you. He starts screaming, fuck you to Nick.
Whoa, whoa, okay, okay.
Well, you don't talk that way to Nick.
Wow.
Whoa. Not so, by Nick. No, he crossed
the line. I like that Nick, by the way, is just on the phone for all of this. Yeah. So Nick's the one who's just like, fuck you, stab us with that sword, dude. I'd like to see you try.
Do anything with that
try.
Sword.
Pull it out. Yeah. Thrust it toward us. See what happens, motherfucker.
Cut off an arm if you're so badass.
I'm on my way down there. I'm in Rhode Island. I'll come down there and fuck you up, dude. Yeah.
You think Lewis is the first person in his family to be stabbed?
So... No, but I will say, Nick, will you admit that he crossed the aggression line first?
Oh, yeah, no, he was way out of line. He would have deserved any of the two pieces or three pieces you could have given him, Lewis. Don't even worry about it.
Thank you, Nick. I appreciate that. I don't know. What did I say that was the threat? Do you remember?
Hello.
I'm here to buy a car, Holmes.
You were like, fucking hit me. I fucking dare you to hit me. I'll fuck you up right now or something like that.
Yeah, I told him. He started getting in my face, so I was like, hit me. I fucking dare you. He was super aggressive. I didn't start the...
High pressure.
I might have actually given the first verbal threat, but he had gave the first body language threat.
But by the way, listen. The truth is that...
He was black.
Well, look, the thing is,
I see you
Lewis,
go back tomorrow and try again.
The insane thing, this is how insane ghetto spots and ghetto culture and all of this are, is that it's even if Lewis gave the first threat, it's insane that you're even in an argument with the one Puerto Rican who makes enough money to buy a car. Like,
insane.
He's there.
He's there to buy a car.
This makes
this
sense.
This is impossible. I was there. I was never going back to Queens.
Next thing you are going to tell me, a kangaroo who eats bananas.
Although, I bet you've never seen a Haitian with a sword.
Sounds like a fever dream that somebody had.
No, dude. I haven't seen a black guy with a sword since Marked for Death.
So, yeah, he said he'd beat my ass, and then I said, I'll break your fucking jaw. And then he goes, oh, yeah? And then he said, oh, you'll break my neck? He thought I said neck. I said jaw. And then he went into his office. I thought he was getting
a
gun.
Breaking your neck's a lot worse than jaw.
Yes.
Yeah. I call you back.
Yeah.
He's got a weapon. I have to call you back. I have to film this shit.
Yeah. I said, hold on. I got to call you back. My camera won't work while he's trying to stand. I need to
film
him trying
maybe
to
if you had...
What if you could have filmed it for Nick? Yeah. He sent it to Nick.
Yeah, I want
to
see it.
The real issue here is Lewis didn't test drive his phone.
Yeah.
So he doesn't know how to film and make a phone call at the same time.
All right.
That guy also pulled a sword.
I just wanted you to fill everyone in on that part of the story, Nick. Thank you.
Okay, so
I'm just glad you're alive, my man. You'll live to breathe another day.
Hell yeah, dude. Thank you, brother.
If you would have walked in with a CD, he would have known you were buying the car.
That is true.
That's where you would have hung it from your mirror.
Of course.
So yeah, then
okay,
he goes and gets a sword.
Okay, so what happens? Wait, hold on. You just yada yada over that. He goes and gets a sword.
No, he goes to the office and gets a sword.
So
there's no other details.
Well, no, but I'm saying so he leaves. You're like, does he storm off angry?
He goes, he's like, yeah, you're going to break my neck. You're going to break my neck. And I was like, I said, jaw, but fine. Yeah, sure, whatever, neck, bitch. So then he goes to the office.
Whatever, neck.
Now,
I said jaw.
Now, what are you thinking when he goes to the office?
I'm assuming he's going to get a gun.
Okay. All right.
But I'm still like Puerto Rican, so I'm standing my ground. Yeah. I'm still going, all right, dude, get a gun. I don't give a shit. I don't know why.
I'd guess bow and arrow before, I guess, ninja sword.
No. He grabbed Puerto Rican kryptonite.
Sharp enough to use, by the way?
Crazy. So, he comes back out with the sword, and that's that. I start filming him, and I'm like, you know, fuck you, bitch. You're a pussy. You won't fight me without a sword.
Right, so, dude, well,
which he wouldn't.
The funniest thing that I just... By the way, Lewis, I do think you're right.
Obviously.
In this situation. Yes. I mean, I'm sure there's a reason why this happened to you and wouldn't happen to anyone else.
Of course.
You brought dishonor to the ninja code, that's for sure.
But
I'm calling
the
cops. That's not what ninjas
do. Okay, so my favorite part of the video, can we go... there's one point when your voice gets loud, and I get it so much because there's like a dude, like, code. And there's one point
where
he says...
It's called guy code.
Well, I'm not trying to take you to guy court over this, but I will...
I know a good lawyer.
But there's when you get angry, because when he like says something like he's tough,
and then
Lewis goes, and his voice raises, and he goes, you have a sword. You're not allowed to say that when you have a sword. You can still try to be tough.
Yeah,
you're pulling a weapon. Like it's one thing.
Sword beats breakneck.
If he was a good Haitian, he
he would have just shrunk in your head and went back to work.
I don't know if he was Haitian.
If he was a good
African.
Haitian, he would have taken off your head so fast that it would have done that thing where you blink and then your head slides off your neck. Yeah.
So rewind it to the beginning again. So this is what Nick hears. I say, I'm going to hang up. I got to start filming this guy. He's got a weapon.
Yeah, and I'll point out where Lewis's voice goes up.
Good.
Hey, yo, you're pulling a weapon on me, right?
You're
pulling a weapon on me?
I'm going to defend myself.
You're defending yourself? Nobody touched you, bitch. Why are you pulling a weapon on me? Why are you pulling a weapon on me?
Break my neck.
Why are you pulling a weapon? I'm going to the cops. I'm going to the cops right now, just so you know. I'm going to the cops right now. I said, hit me and I'll break your neck. I said, hit me and I'll break your neck. Right? Because you're popping shit.
Why are you with the
what
are you?
What's up, pussy? Why are you putting what?
Fucking Carlos didn't even have legs.
Right there. Oh, that was
sorry,
it.
Sorry.
Hold on. Just back bring that up. Back. I'm sorry. Bring that back a second. And this is, I feel this moment deep in my soul. He's just talking shit like he's tough, but he's holding a sword.
Yeah.
I'm like, in your mind, as a dude, you're just like, dude, if you're tough, you don't have
put
a
the
sword
down, you fucking African faggot.
But here's the moment. Right. And let's play it. I just, because the way Lewis's voice. The
his
way Lewis's voice
take him right up the face.
He's not doing shit anyhow because the sword is not out of the fucking.
Well, that's what the cops said, Rich. Fucking pigs.
Oh, no. Wait a second. Well, don't jump ahead, please.
We're not going to jump ahead.
Hold
sorry.
On. Let's get to Lewis's. And even pull it back a few more seconds, just a few more. And I want you to notice just when Lewis's voice goes up, I feel his pain.
What kind of salesman doesn't wear a tie?
He's the owner. He's the owner, right?
He's the owner?
By the way, the poor Indian guys are trying to make a sale. Dude, I was going to walk in with cash and just drive this fucking car. That was a whole plan.
Once again, my
whole fucking plan.
Did you sell any cars today, honey? Well, once again, that Haitian lunatic tells everybody they can't buy cars and then pulls the sword out again. But oh, like, no, this sword again?
You should have seen what he did on Toyota-thon. It was fucking nuts.
This is not the first time that this guy has pulled the sword. He has the sword in his office for a reason.
Goddamn right.
They're shady motherfuckers. Go ahead.
I bet if you go tomorrow, it's on his back like Deadpool.
Right now, I said, hit me and I'll break your neck. I said, hit me and I'll break your neck. Right? Because you're popping shit like you're tough, right?
My neck,
what's up, pussy? Why are you putting what? Why are you pulling a weapon? What's up with a fucking weapon, you little bitch? You're a little bitch. That's right, bitch. Don't worry. It's all good. I'm one of the cops right now, motherfucker.
Get the fuck out.
Yo, I'm getting out. Don't you worry. Get the fuck out.
Johnny Law.
I'm getting out, bitch. Don't worry. I'm going to the cops. You'll see. Pull a weapon on me.
You want to break my neck? I'm going to defend myself.
We'll see about that.
Get
the fuck out.
Damn, we'll see about that.
Get the fuck
out. Taste your own medicine, bro.
Fucking bitch.
It is.
That's crazy that he called you a faggot.
That's not that crazy.
Honestly, we should cancel him.
It is crazy. It's still weird. Yeah, it is crazy.
You just don't hear normal people saying faggot anymore. Like, wait, that's my word.
He's Haitian, dude. He can say whatever he wants. He's got a sword.
Hey, you can't say that at work. Only I can say that at work. Are you on a podcast right now, sir? How is it possible you're saying faggot?
It must be the tiniest lapel mic ever. Well, it's there is something like also once Lewis makes the decision in his head, which I is all right. Like I understand if you're gonna fight a guy who's got a sword and it is in the fucking holder, but you gotta if you're doing that, and I'm sure you thought this, Lewis, you either gotta like make a move or not make a move. You can't, like, give him time to pull this out and have the biggest knife ever.
Straight up.
So you have to grab him while he's going for that, you get him. And so once Lewis goes to, like, okay, well, you're supposed to be the salesman. I'm going to call the cops on you for being insane.
Yes.
But then when he goes, get out, there is a part of you that goes, fuck, I have to leave now.
Of course.
Otherwise, he's got me on trespassing.
Right, and I'm not.
So as soon as he says the words, get out. So Lewis is like, fight me, you fucking pussy bitch. And he goes, get out. And Lewis goes, I will abide by those rules. But
I'm going to the cops.
Okay, so you have to go, well, I will not. Well, of course. I'm not. So now, but now you're still in this weird game. Like, this guy's got a sword out. And you Lewis, still have to go,
it's all just right. happening. By the way, this happens. It's a 5-minute thing. I try to go buy a car, and in 5 minutes, there's a guy pulling his.
What the
craziest thing ever? It all just happened so fast.
Lewis, I don't want to give you the fucking I told you so here because this is not what you need as a friend right now. But I've been telling you constantly, if you're going to go buy a car, bring a sword.
Yes.
And you're always like, a fucking sword? I'm looking at a lunatic. I go, you're looking at a lunatic until you need a sword.
I always
and say. I'll tell you what, today, you could have possibly defeated him and taken that car.
Well, here's the problem. Is that it could have been just literally just
sword fighter ups.
But no, listen, either one of us just escalating it any more could have been really fucking bad. Like, yeah. Crazy.
You'll never get to Carr.
So,
are you going back?
What?
Are you going to go back?
Still want
obviously,
that car.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you got to go back.
No, obviously I'm not going back.
Yeah, I bet you go back. He's like, yo, man, I was having a really shitty Monday, dude. I'm really sorry, dude. I'm fucking. He's yo, like, man, you don't know what it's like, dude. I got to fucking push these cars.
It got crazy back there. He goes, did I grab, you know, I blacked out almost. Did I grab the sword?
He goes, yeah,
the guys in the back were saying I pulled the sword.
He's like, did I grabbed the fucking sword, didn't I?
Do you think it's just such a ghetto place. There's no way he has any regrets. He was like, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buddy, that guy went home that night, ate some kind of fucking yak meat and fucking.
He ate some paste with his hands.
He ate hand paste out of a fucking a hand carved bowl.
Honey, what's wrong?
I pulled the sword again today, hon.
Why
do you constantly pull the sword? You know what it's like when they come in here.
His wife went to hand him dinner, and she only had one hand.
Dude, fuck it. No, here's what really. I know what was going
That's
on.
What you get for stealing.
He was trying. He, I'm assuming, just gets a bunch of Puerto Ricans that waste his time. So he wanted to get me in the office, run my credit, fucking see if. But I told him I was paying cash. He was like, I don't care if you're paying cash. And I was like, dude, I was like, what else do we need to do? So then I do call the cops.
Did
I go outside.
Have the cash with you today? You had the cash?
Yeah.
With you? Oh, okay.
I mean, I have cash at a bank account.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rich, you think when someone says pay in cash, they still mean I had the cash with me?
I did.
No, it wasn't like a fucking.
No, Lewis was like, I'm going to swipe my car.
Yeah, it means in full.
Oh. I'm just going to pay for it in full. I'm not going to finance the car.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So,
wait, can I ask you, should we do plugs? And then
Rich, do you have 20 grand in cash on you right now? Like,
well, no, I'm not buying anything here. But at home, in case of emergency,
yeah, goes, well, I just want to try point. Yours okay, and see if I can order it online.
What's that?
I just want to try it here, then I'm going to order it online. It's what's killing places.
But if you were like, I'm going to go buy something today and you're not going to finance it, you would bring the physical cash with you?
The last car I bought, which was 3 months ago, I walked in with 10 grand cash.
All right, Ric Flair, whatever, fine.
Okay, yeah.
Actual cash?
Plus my credit card.
Rich, that's crazy.
And then you dropped
you just encountered a guy with a sword, and that's crazy?
If I had the cash, he would have stabbed me and taken it.
That seems fucking normal, dude.
Yeah, it's because just all the shirts I sell at my show, I save the cash.
Ew, a bunch of fucking flattened out, wrinkled money.
It's all in tens.
He's paying with boner dollars across the fucking...
You got the strap in the middle, but it looks like a fucking bow tie. Because nothing's touching.
I don't. You're right. Most of the time,
the plan today was to go to Queens if I liked the car, to literally to hand him my card and fucking walk out with that car. That was. I called my insurance company. I gave him the VIN number. I got the estimation on insurance. Going to be crazy. And
but so also you're not trying to do what you were advised to do. You weren't going to take the thing up to 95 miles an hour.
No.
You were going to test drive this car. Meaning. I'm going to drive this car around the neighborhood and see that it drives normally.
Yes.
And then I'm going to give this guy fucking tens of thousands of dollars.
I just wanted to be done with it. I wanted the car so bad. I still want the car.
Nope.
Fucking piece of shit. Now I'm going to fucking find another car.
You could still have the car. If you could fucking go and get it.
Yeah. I think you should go get it.
If Lewis, you need a sword is what you need.
I think you should go back tomorrow with a sword.
Yeah. Or anything that beats a sword. Yeah.
Guys, I was specifically told by the NYPD that I'm not allowed to go back to this place.
Well, do you play by their code or the samurai code?
Yeah, dude.
Yes. This is
I mean, that's the question you got to ask yourself in the mirror. If you want to look at James and say you don't follow the samurai,
I remember there was one time when the Japanese peasants were told that they could not rise up against the NYPD.
Samurai,
but the samurai
and up came the Yakuza.
Very dishonorable for you not to go back there, dude.
Let's do plugs real quick, and then we're going
to
get into
plugs, and then we have to figure out what happens next.
There's more to the story. It doesn't end there, surprisingly. Ryan, what are you plugging?
You can check me out on the End Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, and make sure you call the hotline, 833-443-5300. We'll address any comment, question, or sword fight that you've had. We'll address it on the show.
Fair.
Very cool.
New genre.
This comes out Christmas Eve, Rich.
Okay. Go to Amazon. Have a special on there, Rich. Rich Voss Anonymous.
You didn't know your last name?
No, I don't know if I put my last name.
Okay.
Rich Voss Anonymous on Amazon. And next month I'll be somewhere. Uh, go to richvoss.com. All my dates are there. I know next month I'll be at Mohegan Sun in January, but all my dates. But Rich Voss, anonymous on Amazon.
Very cool. Come see me live on the road, guys. I have a brand new tour starting in January. The Bring Five Friends tour. Come see me live on the road and bring five friends. Columbus, Ohio in January. Rosemont, Illinois. I'm going to Gananoque, Ontario. Montreal, Ottawa, North Charleston, South Carolina, Naples, Florida, and many more places. Going all over the place. Recording a new special in July. Those tickets are available if you guys want to come out to Side Splitters Tampa and watch me film my next special on July 12th. And then, yeah, obviously subscribe to Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Use that promo code LOS. Get a bonus Friday night hang Legion of Skanks every week. This show is uncensored and ad-free if you guys subscribe. And also subscribe to my email list. Go to my website, subscribe to my email list. You get a bonus podcast that is just for subscribers to my email list. So go do that right now. And obviously check out all my other pods, The Lewis and Zach Show, The Regs, and obviously America's favorite game show, Story Wars, right here on the Gas Digital Network. Thank you. Thank
you. Go ahead, Jamie.
I will be, I'm off until the new year, but 2025, I will be on the road coming to a city near you. Bozeman, Montana, Louisville, Kentucky, Fort Wayne, Key West, Houston, Buffalo, Boston, Chicago, Rosemont, San Diego, Appleton, Cleveland, Tacoma, Spokane, Tampa. I think also Denver. I'll be there soon. The ticket link should be up on the website soon, and I got a few more coming up. I will be all over the road in 2025. ComicDaveSmith.com for all those ticket links. And, of course, my other podcast, Part of the Problem, is available everywhere you get podcasts. If you want to support the show, partoftheproblem.com, that's where you can go, and you get the show live and ad-free, uncensored, and you get the bonus episode every week. partoftheproblem.com. I got two comedy specials that are up on YouTube for free if anyone wants to go check those out. And then, of course, I'm always, you know, on other podcasts and shit like that. So go watch me there. That's all. Thank you. Thank you, my loyal legion of fans.
Yeah, buddy. BigJComedy.com for all my dates, everybody. This weekend, if you want to come see me, I'm doing five shows. What? No, I know. No, I know. Providence. I'm doing two shows Thursday in Providence, the 26th, two shows 27th in Providence, 27th, and then in Boston, I'm going to be doing the Wilbur Theater one show.
Cool.
That's December 28th, and then I'll be back down to Providence for one more show on Sunday. It's going to be a New England fucking weekend, everybody. Cleveland, Ohio in the New Year's. I'm all over the place. Tempe, Arizona, two different locations, I believe, while I'm out there. Miami, going on Shiprocked. So much fun shit. A couple fun things. I found out any weekends that I did have off in the new year, it turns out I think I'm going to be doing a bunch of, I'm going to be doing a bunch of arena shows on Shane Gillis's tour. So I'm going to be going out there with him on a bunch of those. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then the crowd work specials. I got a couple of fun ideas I'm going to involve the audience with on this as far as getting it out there. But it should be coming out there bright early in the fucking new year. So both specials, Big Jay Oakerson, They Them, A Crowd Work Spectacular. Fuck you, Netflix. coming soon to you, everybody. Listen to The Bonfire.
That's
5 days
a week. That's not
a
good way to have a future relationship with them.
I don't give a fuck, dude. Fuck Netflix in the ass.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
Fuck them. I don't care about a future relationship. Who cares? YouTube, dog. All day.
Woo-hoo. Oh, I forgot.
I think I'm 3,000 subscribers away from getting my little plaque, and I'm getting it when it comes.
January
8th. So fucking subscribe if you don't.
I'll be on Gutfeld again. I forgot.
Oh, hell yeah. And listen to me and Bobby 5 days a week on The Bonfire, and, of course, America's new favorite game show obsession, Story Wars, right here on the Guest Digital Network.
Bobby put a special out on YouTube, which is awesome. Bobby's actually going to be directing my next special. Bobby's one of the best stand-up comics in the world, but he is so fucking fat in that special. It's crazy.
So funny how different he looks.
I wouldn't he's so fat. If I was him, I wouldn't have put it out for free. I would have wanted to bury that
in a piano.
Pull up how fat Bobby is in that
You're
special.
You're like, Bobby,
crazy.
You still have the jokes.
Yeah, dude.
Just tell them in your thin body.
Refilm it, dude.
It's already out. There's so much video of me looking horrible. You just live with it.
We've been watching it today.
All right.
Whoa.
I forgot.
Why do you think this was the time for no facial hair?
I don't know. I loved him on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Guys, he was telling a lot of jokes in the first half, and then he fell off the wall.
Yeah. His face looks like a buttered popcorn-flavored Jelly Belly.
Yeah. He honestly looks like one of those thumbs from those movies where the thumbs can talk.
Oh, yeah, like Thumb Father, Thumb Wars.
He looks like a white Lavelle Crawford.
So, all right, so back
all right,
to-
so Lewis. So you leave.
I leave.
You leave out of the store. He tells you you have to, once you're going to call the cops, which is a reasonable response to a guy pulling a sword on you.
Would you not have called the cops, Jay?
No.
You wouldn't have called the cops if somebody pulled a sword on you.
Yeah, you would have.
I wouldn't have.
What would you have done?
I'm not saying I wouldn't have like left or backed down from it, but I also don't believe the guy was going to pull the sword out of the sheath at all. But I would have left, probably.
But you would not. You wouldn't have called the cops. Once you were in there for a transaction and a guy pulls a sword out, you wouldn't have gone, there's got to be consequences.
By the way, it doesn't even matter. I just wanted to watch him be taken away and ruin his day. It wasn't about.
At a certain point, this is the thing, right? As a man, I feel
you
like
don't call the cops.
I disagree with that. So I say, as a man, if he wanted to fight, if he goes, how about you step outside and we fucking figure out? Then okay, then as a man, you go, well, either I fight this guy or
you walk
leave.
Away. Yeah,
those are my options. But once he pulls out a sword, you're like, you're not really. He's going, do something. You're like, well, now it's not really do something. It's do something.
No, I wanted to.
Now you tried to beat me with superior force. Which is this sword thing. I'm not trying to fight a guy with a sword, but what I will do is go out here and go, you're not allowed to do that under the rules of our fucking government.
Our society,
So I'm going to say, go
Pirates of the Caribbean, if you grab his hand that has the sword in it, you guys will eventually just have some...
No, listen to me. Let me say this. I knew that he wasn't going to be, like, going to jail for the rest of his life for this.
But he will get arrested right now.
I wanted to watch him fucking...
He will get arrested, fired.
I wanted to videotape it. I wanted to mock him. I wanted to bring it to the show. Be like, look what happened. He went to fucking jail.
It's weird, because I don't know if I'd call the cops. I'd like to, if he was illegal, I would take heavy action to get him removed from our fine country.
The only way to do that is to get the cops involved, Jay.
He might
be illegal.
Here's two things. One, if he cut your arm off, you could have went, just a mere flesh wound. But some people get that.
Monty Python reference.
But here's
it was
the
good
thing.
Reference.
Here's why you call the cops. So you have it on record that he didn't do anything to that guy. Okay, you have it on record. Like, that guy could call the cops and go, this guy came in here.
I wasn't even going that far ahead. I was like, he pulled a fucking weapon on me. I'm a 42-year-old man trying to spend $25,000 on a car in his establishment. I'm calling the fucking cops on this guy. Fuck that guy. That
Tale
was the
as old as time.
The appropriate fucking response. He doesn't pull swords on other Puerto Ricans that are trying to spend money in his fine establishment. That's crazy.
Now, when you used their bathroom, did you sit down when you peed?
Were you wearing a dress the whole time this happened?
I think calling the cops, I think, is the most defensible thing Lewis did.
And whenever in life does a Puerto Rican get to call the cops?
It's rare.
Yeah.
Right?
It's very rare. They probably didn't believe you. Did they come?
Another sword Puerto Rican incident. Here we go.
They go, I think the suspect just called us.
That's literally what happens.
They go, 911, what's your emergency? I assume you're bleeding out.
Yeah. Officer down.
So I call 911.
There's a Haitian with a sword here. Okay.
911, what's your emergency? Is it police, fire, whatever? And I was like, no, it's police. I need the police right now. So they were like, what's going on? I was like, well, I was just trying to buy a car, and the salesman pulled a sword on me after we had a verbal exchange.
He goes, sir, are you calling from the 1300s?
Yeah. Yeah. What's that?
Yeah.
I was trying to buy a DeLorean. I went back in time.
So I'm here at Ronin's, Lexus, and Acura. Yeah.
So the cops show up, and they, I didn't even notice. I guess they talked to him first. I didn't even see it. I was like waiting down the block under an awning because 911 was like, don't go back to the establishment. Go down the block. Wait till the cops get there. Talk to them when they get
there. You got to be mega wrong for the cops to take a black man's side.
It's crazy, Jay. So I guess they talked to him. So they come out and they're like, I was like, yeah, so this is what happened. And there's an Indian female and she's being very dismissive of me immediately. And I'm like,
well, you're not her husband. She's not allowed to look at you.
So So she's
why don't you
like,
learn about culture?
She's very dismissive. She's with an, there's an Asian guy and an Indian girl, right? And she's like, yeah, you know what? Just don't worry. Just go your separate way. He'll go his separate way. I was like, go my separate way. I was like, I just called you guys because he pulled a sword on me. She's like, no, 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 just go. She's treating it like it's like a domestic like argument or whatever. Yeah. And just like you go and you go. I was like,
go
no.
to your car and get your nunchucks. Yeah. I don't have a car. It's all porn. My nunchucks are at home.
You fucking bitch. So I guess they talked to him, and he said that I wanted to take the car for a test drive, and I refused to give them an ID.
And then you pulled a bow staff on them.
Yeah. So, and I was like, no, that's not what happened. I was like, obviously, I'm going to give them an ID. We didn't even get to the point where they asked for an ID. They were trying to get me in the to the office to like start filling out paperwork and to run a credit report. They wanted to make sure that I wasn't just some fucking Puerto Rican that was trying to waste their time. But that's not what happened. So then, yeah, I start videotaping the cop after she tells me she won't do anything.
She?
Yeah, she. I said Indian girl.
Trump will put in there.
I thought Indian girl worked at the store. My bad.
I'd love to take your information.
Yep, take it. Oh, that's my shield and that's my number.
So you're saying that he can pull a sword on me and threaten me with a sword? No, that's what happened.
She has nothing to lose.
That is what happened. I have it on video.
Hold on, listen. Rod, you gotta listen to this because it's fucking insane, dude.
I'm a doctor in my country.
Yes. I mean, it is crazy that he pulled a sword on you.
And she goes, that's not what happened. And I go, it is what happened. I have it on video. She literally, she hasn't watched the video. Her partner watched the video. And then...
that just doctored.
Good.
Well, he can pull a sword on me.
That's
a sword filter.
With a sword.
No. That's what happened.
That's not what happened.
That is what happened. I have it on video. Did you even look at the video? Did you even look at the video?
I did.
My video?
My partner also looked at you.
No, you did not look at my video.
Yes,
no, you didn't. You didn't. You didn't look at my video. She didn't look at my video. I'm
here's my white,
know.
The white cops. White cops
did not look at my video.
White cops, you guys. By the way, pause it. Those guys were on my side. Those guys literally were all going like, ah. Because they kept going. It's like, dude, she's the 911 responder. We can't really do it. I was like, and I said, this is on a video. I was like, look. I was like, they agree with me. They all agree with me right now.
And what happened? They all had to succumb to Fat Jasmine?
Yes. Fat Jasmine.
Wow.
Look at this Mexican guy. He's like, I know.
He goes, hey.
I tried to fuck her home. She's frigid.
She goes, hey, look, before they hired her, I was Fat Jasmine.
Imagine my chagrin when I found out that I lost a part of Fat Jasmine to a lady, no less.
How do you guys know? 100% did not look at my video. That's a lie. Your partner barely looked at the video. One of these guys
came. All right, can I pause it? Pause it right here, Lewis. Can I just say, all right, what's really hurting you here?
Nothing's hurting me. I'm winning.
You're not. It's how frantic you're being is really hurting
I don't care at that point.
You're hysterical.
They have already told me.
You're right.
You're being a lunatic here, but I would love to stand in a circle of cops and tell them all their dumb fucking shits.
That's exactly what they will
and
be.
I appreciate what you're doing.
I'm just saying, if you just pull it back a few seconds, Lewis.
Look at his face. He's like, you're right.
Look at this fucking idiot. This guy's supposed to help you if terrible things are happening.
His hands are in his
pocket. Oh, shit. Me no know. Fucking me no know. He might be that way. He might be that way. This guy should be wearing two fucking bullet belts around his chest. I don't know. El Guapo says you're going to be a pretty hot summer. You might want to get these cars and check the Freon, so make sure there's air conditioning. If you want, I could do some work on the car, put some pin straps, maybe some flames on the side.
Mike, Dad, play the video.
I think you guys know, 100% did not look at my video. That's a lie.
I'm a partner
barely looked at the video. One of these guys came up and looked at the video. This is insane. It's absolutely insane. And for NYPD, for you guys just to let somebody pull a fucking sword on somebody for absolutely no reason is insanity. Insanity. Aren't you guys supposed to protect people?
That guy has no idea where he's at.
Yeah, no shit I'm going to. No shit.
Let me tell you what he said. Pause it.
The fact that you guys are going to let...
He said, contact the Better Business Bureau.
The big Bobby said that?
Yes. He said, contact the Better Business
about someone
Bureau.
Pulling about a sword.
Yes!
That is zero stars.
That
dude,
is a fucking,
is
that's a bad
stars.
Yelp review.
That's a bad
Yelp. You don't look up the name of the place, but I bet their Yelp reviews are wild. Yeah. I bet they are.
We could cut it out of the episode, but look up the name. I'll look it up in a second. Just finish this.
Yep.
Because you'll see, there's one cute little Spanish cop who kind of is on my side. You'll see.
Maybe he's telling the truth.
Ooh, the Spooky
Brothers. I don't know.
Brothers.
He got muscles. Maybe he's telling the truth.
How would he... somebody for absolutely no reason is insanity. Insanity. Aren't you guys supposed to protect people?
Hold on. She's sitting in the street now.
Picture of the business and make a complaint to head of business.
Yeah, no shit I'm going to. No shit I'm going to fucking do everything I can do in my power to get this guy in trouble. The fact that you guys are going to let somebody pull a sword on me is insane.
You should have been like, swear to Ganesh, you watched the video.
Of course.
No, so that woman, listen to what she says. She says, let me see the video, right?
Which one?
The Spanish girl. That's where it ends. She goes, let me see the video. The fucking...
You showed her a dick
this fat the camera went fucking off. Bitch.
Sorry. Oh, wait. Sorry, it's the next thing.
This fat fucking bitch. No, this fat bitch goes, no, you don't need to see the video. I already have it. And stopped her from fucking watching the video. Then she was like, well, maybe we should call a supervisor. Another guy came over and he actually took the camera and started watching it. He was like, well, maybe we should call a supervisor because this is a sword. And then she goes, no, I got it. And they literally went, can't do anything because it was her 911 call.
Well,
wow. That sucks.
You can always call the supervisor. All the videos I say, they go bring the supervisor here.
They would not call the supervisor to come.
You should put a complaint in about
it. No, it ended with him saying that...
I mean, if you're going to go Karen, go full Karen.
That I can file a harassment.
See it through. Yeah. See it through. Get her fired.
Yeah, I mean, how the fuck did she pass any physical tests?
I don't know. At
what the fuck?
Oh, because she could float if she really believes. Climb this wall. I will ascend the wall. Hum, yum, hum, summy, hummy. Damn, dude, what is this, a college brochure of cops? Honestly, all these motherfuckers. That looks like Godfrey's Andre Kim.
That Asian cop came out of there. He's like, yo, pretty sick sword, though. Pretty sick sword.
He's like, you almost tasted the blade of Henzo.
That was a very nice katana.
Dude, it's insane that that's what you have to deal with to get justice. And, like, even forget Lewis's situation. Forget this thing. But, like, if there's ever someone in that neighborhood who needs justice, like, something fucked up has happened, your neighbor pulls a knife on you or whatever, and you got to deal with that shit.
Well, let me tell you what she said.
Just looking at
you. So the reason they said it wasn't a crime...
you've never been in a fight in your life.
He didn't pull the sword out of the sheath. So she was like, well, he didn't. He just showed it to you. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. He literally, all you had to do was pull it out and fucking try to murder me with it.
That was one cool fucking dope ass motion.
She goes,
yeah, put it back.
He put a gun to your head, but the safety was on.
Yeah.
Before you could blink, dude, he cut you in half 15 times.
So yeah, it ended with literally me leaving and them telling that I could file like a harassment complaint.
Well, you know
something?
Who the real loser in this story is? Acura.
Now this isn't
they
an Acura.
Lost the sale.
This is just
that Acura. Got a few.
Acura has it's nothing. None of this.
Can we please?
You don't want to put it on Acura.
This car dealership. This car's been on the lot for 6 months.
Well, that's a red flag.
Must be a piece of shit.
Maybe he really likes that fucking car.
No,
Lewis.
They won't let people drive the cars. Why would anyone buy it,
Lewis? Why
it's the
were you?
Process
what do you need to
Lewis.
Find out that the door doesn't work?
Lewis, why were you in this ghetto fucking car dealership, dude?
Because Nick Rochefort is hilarious. And he sent Lewis to a fucking wonky place with a psychopath that I bet he looked at the Yelp reviews. He goes, oh, you should go to this place. And every Yelp review is going to be like, guy pulled a sword on me because I said I was bargaining. I was trying to negotiate a couple thousand dollars off.
Lewis, the best part of having money is not having to be there.
No, I know.
And I know I mean that. That's the best part.
I want a very specific car. And this is the one we found online. It wasn't like...
You know you can think with they'll deliver the car to you.
Yeah, dude.
What, who?
No, I know, but I'm not going to buy the car without driving it.
Oh, evidently you are, or you're going to get stamped with
a
sword.
It's a used car. You got to drive it.
The car lot down the street has a great commercial. We don't threaten you with swords.
That's pretty nice.
That is good. No Haitian samurai employees. Yeah. Sorry, that's where we draw the line.
Lewis, just call 1-800. We don't threaten you with swords.
I saw it on Car Gurus, which is like they list the cars on these websites. What's the name of the actual dealer? Hold on, I'm going to get it for you. Hold on, it's in my text.
I want to go there, honestly.
Please.
I bet
this is great. I'm going to go. This guy was so helpful.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
We should send a white...
Dude, and then after we
made
the sale...
He let me play with his sword and everything.
Yeah, he would throw me watermelons and he would let me cut them in half.
We should send a white girl in there and see how he treats her. And then,
tits out.
All right, it's called... Listen,
she goes, I want to test drive everything.
She was married at sword point.
G Mike, bleep this out of the show, obviously, but it's called.
You should have known,
it's
Lewis.
It's your fault now.
It was right there, you fucking idiot.
Featuring the Ghost of Tsushima sale.
Come on.
See what their Yelp reviews. What if it's just like impeccable? 5 stars, never had better service.
I know. Yeah, they're like the Haitian samurai. Couldn't have been more helpful.
He was hilarious. The Haitian
he
samurai.
He threw in a spoiler for nothing.
Do they have Yelp?
Of course they do.
3.9 stars.
All right, but I'll tell you what, they got a couple of onesos in there. Yeah. So let's see. It's all
sword related.
How did they type?
Let's see. Click on the ones, obviously.
Chris. My wife and I both met you in person several times.
Wow.
Interesting bad experience. Initially, we met a salesperson who had glasses like me. Super helpful.
Yes, the Indian guy. That's the Indian guy. He was the best.
Wait. We came back with a second opinion with the wife's first inspection of size and fitment. First salesperson was helpful. Let's make a deal. Now it gets really ugly and bad. We are passed to an egocentric salesperson who is representing the sale of our choice and the car sales closer. During this painful presentation of how we have to spend more for this special vehicle, we realized that this narcissist was not our person. If you want to become the victim, shop here.
Literally the victim.
Wow. We walked out and purchased elsewhere. Yo, keep telling customers that they are stupid and uneducated. It's definitely this guy.
Yeah. Hold on, let's...
Wait, hold on.
But they wrote back, though.
I am sorry that you had to never...
My bad, but I'm sorry you are not fast enough to taste the blade.
You may have had a negative experience, but you got out of here in one piece.
I'm sorry you had a negative experience, but it was not with us. We've never had any interactions with you. They just deny meeting people?
They deny
them. That's crazy!
That's
go to,
awesome!
Go to the next one. Go to the next one. This is crazy.
Most of the... All right, this is James. Most of the 5-star reviews are fake. Managers are extremely rude. The dealership isn't
I would say that is a little bit under.
This is great. The dealership isn't transparent about fees at all. According to all of the comments, they tend to charge a huge additional fee in between $3,500 and $6,500 extra on top
of the
listing.
Well, that's why, by the way, Nick was like, this is a great deal, dude. Go get that car. And then that's what he said on the phone to him. That's why the guy started screaming, fuck you, to Nick. Because he was like, dude, what is it? You got a bunch of hidden fees? And he's like, I don't got no fucking... Yo, bro, I'm not even talking to you anymore. Hang up.
Damn.
It was nuts.
My experience at the show was absolutely disappointing. The first salesperson I spoke to was nice and polite.
Yeah, the Indian guy.
Yeah.
But he's the man. He gets you
that
in.
That guy rules.
It's bait and switch.
But everything went downhill once I sat in the office and discussed the car. I mentioned to one of the staff, an African guy, that I planned to purchase the car next month, and he flat out refused to provide me with the out-of-door price. His excuse? He didn't want to take his time to type in my zip code and information. Most dealerships provide this information over the phone, yet even after I drove 30 minutes, came in and sat in their office. This might be you. They still refuse to provide any information regarding out-the-door price just because I said I plan to make a purchase next month. Excuse me? Oh, this is you. His behavior is extremely unprofessional, lazy, and reflects worst on all dealerships I've ever been to. Not only was this man unhelpful, rude, but he also lacked the basic professionalism, manners, and uneducated you'd expect. The dealership isn't transparent about fees at all.
Go to the next one. I want to see more. I want to see if he pulls out a sword. I'm really looking for that.
Found a car on Car Gurus.
Car Gurus.
Me too.
I called and spoke to Carlos. I told him I would be paying cash for the car.
Hello, my name is Carlos. It was the Indian guy. He has a different name.
I was asked if the price was firm or if $3,500 was good since I was paying cash. Yeah, he said
the dollar
sign usually
comes before the number. Whatever.
Yes. Come down. I drove 2 hours only to get there and be told the price was firm and they couldn't do anything about it. I asked him why he didn't say anything when I told him I was coming with cash. He had no answers.
I go to the next
one. Then
his
boss jumped in. Okay.
With a sword.
Here we go. Yeah, there are red flags. Thank God, right in the beginning of the buying process, I emailed and asked for a line item. Out-the-door price, including all fees and tax, tag, title, given a plate transfer, and supplying my zip code. Chris, quote-unquote, replied that they do not disclose price over the phone, that I must come in for them to supply the actual price. The fact that I am 5 hours away is irrelevant. I'd never do business with a facility that with this business model, and that stinks of high pressure, high value, hidden fees. No, thank you.
You know what? I found out the Indian guy's wife is a cop.
Very, very possible. Very, very rude employees. We drove 2 hours with our child to see a particular car. We went into the showroom, but it said it was closed. We arrived at 5 p.m. on July 3rd. It says everywhere that they are open until 7. He wouldn't even listen to us. I will never and will never recommend this place to anyone. By the way, they always have a reason. Sir, you called. We clearly advise you not to come. They just say... By the way, I just had this when I almost
Alex
fought
and Jim,
a...
Alex, go down and try to find good ones and then point them out to us if you
By the way, when I fought a... when I almost got into a fight with a trans lady and her girlfriend at a diner, which was... We were the victims in this situation completely. They wrote back... When someone wrote up, they go, hey, you know, someone wrote a bad review of them. They wrote back about me. They thought it was me. And they wrote back, we kicked you out because of your hateful words. And everybody is welcome at our diner. Wow. You didn't kick me out at all. I said no hateful words.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, the girls
they wrote this back
other?
To
Remember
someone
I told
else.
The story, the whole thing.
No, I know the story, but I'm saying they wrote back to a different complaint that wasn't you.
They thought it was me writing the complaint. They were like, "Per big."
Wait, so you went to check the? Oh, okay.
Someone did it. Someone, a fan of the show, did it.
I understand.
And they wrote back, "Your hateful words are why you were kicked out of the place." I'm like, they didn't kick us. That's not even true.
Did they own it?
I that's why my point is on this. Like, I think someone just they paid somebody to sit on there and just say. If you go, hey, I came in there and I had to wait 2 hours to have somebody bring my food, they go, that didn't happen. They just have someone paying saying it didn't happen.
Did you play that one, Alex? Was that one good?
The African-American man with the blue polo shirt was really unprofessional at his job. Didn't want us to sell anything. And looked at us as a joke. You need to have better workers to take everyone serious. This is unacceptable.
He got so aggressively rude so quick. I was like,
I mean, it seems like the guy's a fucking lunatic.
It was crazy. He should be in a jail cell. How are we all not on the same page with this?
We could start a movement and get this guy removed.
I think it's just awesome that he shows up to work with a sword every day.
Let's have a sign-up page.
He's got a sword. He doesn't show up every day with it. He keeps it at the office. Yeah. Let's
sign up for the Lewis is an ultimate Karen. Petition, we get this guy fucking removed.
Yeah. Stop calling me a Karen. It's actually annoying me.
Why?
Because it's not
What are you
going
to do, call the cops on
me? It's not Karen behavior. It's not Karen behavior to call the cops on somebody who pulls a weapon on
you. What are you
going to
do? You're going to tell the HOA that I'm putting different colored shutters on my window?
It's not it's not Karen behavior to call the cops on somebody who pulls a weapon on you.
If you're from Philly, it is.
It's literally
right,
what you should do.
Shainer, but if you're from Philly, it is, though, right?
What's that?
Calling the cops on somebody who pulls a sword on you.
Yeah, you go after the guy with the sword.
You don't get close.
You're right, Shainer. I should have fought the guy with the sword.
The worst thing that could happen to you is you get killed with a sword, and that's awesome.
That's pretty awesome, dude.
That's the coolest thing that could ever happen
and
to you.
And by the way,
Lewis.
One of the least bad things happen is you win a fight and
with
have
a sword
injury.
You beat up a dude with a sword. I honestly expected more from you, Lewis.
Once you you're old and have kids, you want
no,
the
Vosh,
cops,
you're an old Jew. I expect this from you.
Thank you.
Not
you
don't think you're Lewis.
You don't think your son would go to school like, yo, what happened to your dad? He's like, yo, he got drunk at an Eagles game, got punched. He's like, yo, my dad went and tried to buy an Acura. And got fucking samurai sorted and died.
But don't worry, he had all the cops there who didn't believe his Puerto Rican ass. Those cops sucked.
Yeah. Those cops were insane.
It's crazy.
That's the reaction of the cops. Genuinely, and I mean this, it's why I don't call the cops. I have no faith they will help me.
They never do.
That's genuinely why I wouldn't call.
I thought there was no way that this guy was not being taken out in cuffs.
Well, welcome to the world of not being white with cops, Lewis.
That's crazy.
Because that's how they. I wouldn't call them because the exact reason. I'd go, oh, they're just going to say that I'm coming in here being a problem and whatever. Dude. That's exactly what I would think.
They're literally like, the first thing she said to me. She was like, well, he doesn't got to give you a test drive of the car, especially if you don't want to give him your license. I was like, what?
That's I lived across the street from these monsters. I watched them just beat up a homeless black guy because they thought it was funny. Like they fucked with him. They fucked with him until he was like not interesting anymore to them, and then they fucking roughed him up. It was pretty crazy.
Wow. Where was this at?
Fifth fucking Street, 9th Precinct.
Really?
Yeah, they're the worst.
What did the homeless guy do?
I think it's the precinct we're in right now.
He got out of a car. He wasn't paying for the cab. I watched this. I was walking to fucking Rite Aid, and I watched this. He got out of a cab. The cab driver drove him to the police and said, this guy won't pay for his thing. God. So I don't know if the cops paid for it or whatever, but they basically told the guy, they told the cab to leave and whatever. And they just got and the guy kept saying, he was saying crazy shit. He was being like weird and but he was a scrawny fucking homeless lunatic. And he was saying crazy, and they were laughing at him. They were fucking with him and like laughing with, you know what I mean? They were letting him say crazy, and they were like, oh, yeah? Well, what do you think about this guy? You know, and he was, they would fuck. And then when they got bored of him, they
they pushed him in the chest so hard into a fucking police van, and he went on the ground. And he was trying to get up, and they just fucking all like they all like converged on him, put their knees on his back. It was wild.
That's crazy. Wow. Who shops at Rite Aid?
Me. I did. It was on the corner. I need spiral notebooks.
Oh, this shit. Is my best appearance.
Yeah, you're killing it, Rich. Jesus
Lewis,
Christ.
I think you did the best you could in that situation. I think it sucks you're not going to get the car you want.
I'm with Lewis. I'm outraged by the cops doing nothing.
That's insane. That's with me,
listen,
too.
Once you get, like, the guy pulled a sword, I would imagine you'd at least have to, like, bring him down to the precinct.
She goes, I can arrest both of you. Yep. And then I go,
what?
Then I said, yes. I said, arrest both of us. That's how badly I wanted to see him in cuffs. I said, arrest. And then she goes, well, no, I'm not going to do that.
Lewis.
Way to play hardball, Lewis.
I called the cops. Our landlords, remember the landlords when we lived in like the two-floor house, the Asian people, who they wanted to kick us out because they were charging us low rent. So with no reason, they just go, we need you out by the end of the month when it was new lease time. So, which sucked, but we were like, well, we can't do much about it other than ask, can we have two more months so my daughter can finish the school year? And they just fired back with legal action, which was weird. So then they just hated our guts, and we would come around, it would get like volatile. And like,
oh, yeah.
And so one time, Dave, I think you were there for this.
Oh, yeah.
We were filming, this mother came out. At one point of this argument, she was filming us bring groceries in, which didn't even make any sense. They were filming us living there.
Look how fat they are. They eat. They eat too much.
You and
that was where they were filming, then they got me. But we were walking in, and this fight at some point just ... ends with this old Asian lady, the mother.
Oh, yeah.
Biting.
I forgot about this.
Biting my ex-wife on the fucking hand, and we have it on video.
Is she Asian now, your wife?
Yes. Well, only on the full moon.
I was going to say, because that seems like a fucking thing that's going around.
No. Every time it's a full moon, we have to tie her to a radiator. Or else she's going to start walking
Get
everything.
Get away from me! Run it for your life!
Bit her on the fucking hand, and the cops came, they did the thing, and they were like, well, or I don't know if it was that time or the time that me and Nate Bargatze's wife had a John Woo-style fight with three Asians who ripped my sweatshirt and hit her. And the cops came and did the thing. They go, well, if we arrest the landlords,
we have to arrest you.
We have to arrest you too. And both times, my ex-wife literally like begged me to not do this because my daughter, of course, was present as a baby. And I'm going, yeah, fine, take me too. I'll get arrested just so this old fucking chink bitch sits in the fucking jail cell the rest of the night.
But why would they have to arrest you too?
It's because they're just because I'll tell you why. If not, they have to do a lot of reporting and tell you why. So they just go. They say they have to arrest both of you because
so
they're hoping
you
everybody goes,
walk away.
Well, then no. And they just get to leave.
Yep. Yeah.
It's lazy, wow.
Exactly
fucking fat cop horseshit.
I said, arrest both of us. And she goes,
nope,
no, it's not happening.
They don't want to do the paperwork, dude. It's all
the Indian lady, yeah.
See, you should have brought food.
It was crazy. No,
it sucks. There's got to be good cops out
listen,
there.
The white cops were good. They were good. I saw it in their eyes, dude. I was like, guys, I was like, you know I'm right here. And the one guy went, he was like, dude, she's the one who answered the call.
Yes, Lewis, white people have a sense of justice.
Not that guy. I'll
and
show
we're
you.
The only
the other
ones.
Guy, go to the left. That guy. That
Sam Tripoli.
That tall son of a bitch. And this little Spanish one. These two were on my side. She was like, let me
Do
see
you know
video.
How many confrontations that guy has had to bail that chick out of?
And what they have to go, the issue they have to go through to combat the other one's call. It's just they just don't deal. They treat it like a fucking job. Like they act like they're working at Rite Aid. They go in and do their fucking 8 hours and they go home.
It is
yeah,
just.
The thing is, if they go against sucks. Her, then they got to deal with her at the precinct and write a bunch of shit up.
No, right. That's what I'm saying. Everyone's just like, hey, man. No one's dead, so can we just go?
I'm just going to go to a fucking Acura dealership. I'm never doing this again.
Yes.
This is harder.
It's crazy it took you that long to get there.
Well, no, I'll tell you.
Well,
that's
Lewis,
what's
just
so
in case
crazy
dude,
about
listen,
this.
Listen, just in case, dude. Bring a sword.
Fool me once, shame on you.
Rochefort legitimately knows cars on like a differently. He really does. And
sure, well, he almost got you in a sword fight first time.
No,
so it's probably not going to happen the next time.
I was looking at a certified pre-owned from Acura directly, and then he was looking at the specs between them and looking at the price difference. He's like, honestly, dude, to spend $7,000 more just to have it certified pre-owned by Accurate doesn't mean anything.
You spend $7,000 just to not be in a sword fight.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No, you're spending $7,000 for, warranty is what you're
but the, yeah, but, it's just $7,000 more to be certified, but they'd have their own warranty, but that's they were...
Well, yeah, but that guy's great.
They were bait and switching, though. that car was...
Fuck your brakes, motherfucker!
That car was marked a lot lower. It was like, but then when you get there, there's going to be $6,000-$7,000 in fees.
I got to tell you, I'm proud of you because you didn't have to drink or get high over this.
Oh, you're sponsored.
There you go.
Wow. You're my sponsor.
Well, Lewis, you're justified for sure. Lewis is justified being Lewis, everybody.
I am justified being Lewis.
How about a big round of applause for Ryan Shaner, everybody, and the legend Rich Voss. Thank you guys for hanging out on a very special Christmas Legion of Skanks, everybody. Until next time, peace.
I forgot it's a Christmas show.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
You ever try to watch a retard draw swastika? It's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
That's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.